What's up, y'all? My name's Alan Sheriff, a.k.a. Alwin, the Sheriff of all things innovative, and this is the ATS Podcast. Here on the ATS Podcast, we talk about all things science, technology, and psychology related, and it's my hope that I'm making the world a better place, one new episode at a time. Quick updates, make sure you go to alwinthesheriff.com and check out some of my Apex merch, and also don't forget to check out some of those donation links. Remember that 50% of every single thing that I make goes to science, technology, and climate change initiatives. So remember, help you, help me, make the world a better place. Let's get into it. The first subject is science, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I read an article from sciencealert.com, and it talks about South Korea's artificial sun and how it just set a new world record for a high-temperature plasma. Now, before I start boring you to death, just listen closely because things are about to get interesting. This is not boring, all right? It's exciting. Listen to this. Now, the thing about this machine is that if we get it to work properly, this can provide humanity with an unlimited source of clean energy. That means no CO2, that means no waste material, none of that stuff. If we can get this nuclear fusion reaction machine working properly, we can have unlimited energy and it can be absolutely clean. Now, the thing about this machine is that it basically, what they've been focusing on so far is how to improve the confinement and the stability of these reactors in order to produce the desired results. And basically, the engineering team is pushing to get the reactor working for much longer than the current world record by 2025. Now, I believe from what I read in the article, the old world record used to be 8 seconds, and the nuclear fusion reactor in South Korea right now broke that record, and now the current record is 20 seconds, which is actually really impressive, because I don't think people understand how complicated, like, or how difficult, like, nuclear fusion is in general. That's why they're trying to push to make these longer lasting times. Now, basically, the thing about nuclear fusion is basically it's this, so it's a different type of energy in which you're colliding atoms with one another, and it, you know, creates huge bursts of energy. This is for people who just don't understand what nuclear fusion is. And the difference between that and nuclear fission is that you're bringing, you're splitting atoms away from each other. So there's nuclear fission, splitting atoms, nuclear fusion, bringing atoms together. Now, just my quick thoughts on this. Like, look, the first thing that came to my head when I read this, because I really thought it was significant, I love the fact that if we can find more cleaner forms of energy and make them unlimited and make it so that we don't have to live on fossil fuels anymore, this is awesome. But the first thing that came to my head, and the first thing I know that came to every other single person's head here, is Doc Ock from Spider-Man 2. The power of the sun in the palm of my hand. I can see the look on Peter Parker's face right now with that confused look when he looked down and he saw that pin fly into the reactor. Like, don't worry, it'll restabilize. Like, this thing isn't out of control. Otto, shut it down. Harry Osborn. But nah, like, I love Spider-Man. I can't wait for the new version to come out. I don't have too much time to speak on this, but I really think this invention is awesome. I'm kind of digressing, but I really can't wait for the new Spider-Man movie to come out. They're talking about how, like, they're going to be combining all these universes and stuff like that. So I guess they're still trying to work on the details, but I think it's really cool. But yeah, if we can get this thing to run, man, we don't even need the sun anymore. I mean, technically we need the sun. Otherwise we'd all freeze up. But what I mean is that basically we can sell the sun to the Galactic Federation, you know, to provide us the materials, the fuel we need to get to another galaxy, and then we can use our nuclear fusion reactors in that galaxy to generate more power. And you know, I'm thinking strategically as a civilization right now, and how we're gonna colonize and take over the entire universe. But like, yeah, that's the game plan. But nah, yeah, I think this is extremely awesome. On to the next subject. I ran out of time, but yeah. So the next subject is technology. And I read this article from The Verge. Now, it talks about the Boston Dynamic Dancing Robots. And I know everybody saw this because this was trending on Twitter the other day. And I didn't think the video was real at first, because I saw a video a while back of, like, dancing robots, and I realized it was CGI because I watched, like, you know, the background footage. on like what was going down and stuff like that. So it made me think this video was fake. But after I heard about it was real, like I literally just freaked out. Like I was like, yo, like this is insane. Now this video made some people laugh and it made some people optimistic. And it just freaked some people like entirely the heck out. And it's extremely warranted. Like I remember, I was talking to my friend about it the other day. He was like, yo, like, Alan, do you see this? Like our robotic overlords are coming for us. And I was just like, dude, I'm excited. This is awesome. Like I like seeing any type of progress. And he was like, dude, you're too optimistic. You're a freaking weirdo. And I was like, I know, like, it's great, isn't it? But nah, like I just, when I saw this, like, I was just like really amazed. Like I was like, yo, we're getting further. We're progressing more. Like we're really starting to see these technologies further develop out. Yes, like, you know, it elicits a strange feeling within yourself because you don't know what this technology is going to be used for. But all in all, like, it's just incredible that we were even capable of putting something like this together. And some of the things that it points out from the article is that it talks about how these robots can perform a lot of exercises like gymnastic routines, parkour, it can run. And how their company, Boston Dynamics, was recently purchased by Hyundai in a $1.1 billion deal from SoftBank. And that although the Atlas and Handle robots are prototypes, the company itself is already selling their spot models to companies for $74,500. Now, let's go ahead and address the elephant in the room. Why is it that these robots can dance better than us? Like, does someone want to explain that to me? Like, I think it's a shame that nowadays, like, we literally just do not. Like, if these robots are getting down, I'm telling you right now, like, drop your books, like, drop your remote. If you're sitting in front of the TV set, go to YouTube right now and start learning how to dance. Because if these robots start taking our dances on the dance floor at these social gatherings, these weddings, these events, these parties and stuff like that, and we're the ones who even came up with dancing, like all this dynamic movement, like there will be no opportunity to have a light shined on you as an individual. Like all of our opportunities are just gone. They're out the window. So please, my brothers, my sisters, let's get out there and take back the dance floor. We don't want to lose to these things. Let's go crazy. Anyway, I don't have too much time to speak on this, but I just thought that this was like, I thought it was kind of freaky at first, but dude, like I'm always thinking forward. Like I'm always like I'm always thinking about how much progress we're making as a species and the things that we're able to do. Obviously we need to exercise some kind of control over this technology. I mean, it's not like, I mean, yeah, your brain starts thinking about the fact that these robots could be used as like, you know, policing instruments. You might see these things walking down the street nowadays and controlling, you know what you're doing or how you act or trying to get some information out of you about what kind of activity that you're performing that day or whatever it is or what you're going to do. And it's kind of scary, but at the same time, like let's try to be optimistic here. Well, I don't know. I guess you can never be too sure about the future. But anyway, I just thought it was pretty cool in general. The last article that I read, and this subject is psychology, it was from spring.org, and it talks about an inspirational sign of high IQ. Now, just to summarize, this article talks about how leaders can't effectively lead a group with just a high IQ, meaning no matter how smart you are, unless you can lead with the ability to understand the challenges faced by your group members, or to be able to use common language, as the Owl and the Sheriffs of the world would say, you're basically screwed. So basically the article points out a few more things and it just reinforces what I just recently said was that generally individuals with higher IQs are seen as great leaders and being too intelligent is linked to worse leadership because these individuals fail to see challenges faced by less gifted individuals. Therefore, a leader who is too smart may be too hard to understand. And another thing is that the effectiveness of a leader's intelligence depends on the people that they're leading. Now, I agree, like, in complete totality, like, I've been in groups where, like, you know, we've all elected that one leader and we all know that one person is smart, but we all know that we're not going to be able to understand what that person's saying. We just expect that person to do that work for us, sadly, because, like, in this, like, these were, like, the struggling, like, high school and college days. Like, this was yeah, man, I have no idea what's going on here. I'm going to go ahead and let you do all the work. But at the same time, it sucks because once this individual starts, you know, dishing out tasks like, oh, you know, Johnny, you work on this, or Alwin, you work on this, or blah, 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 who work on this? Like, and that was an actual name of like one of my classmates, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just playing. But nah, like when it came down to that and we were all assigned different tasks, like when it came time to it, some of us really didn't know how to do our tasks. Like, especially me, like I was looking around like, okay, let me find something that I can do that I know I can do and understand how to do to make myself more useful. And it sucked. You know what I mean? Because I wouldn't be able to follow the leader's directions and we wouldn't be able to work together effectively as a group. So it really sucked. I had my own personal challenges and difficulties that I was dealing with. And sometimes some of the terminology that was used to express what we were talking about, I couldn't understand at all. So it was hard to make progress there too. And yeah, I mean, all in all, look, man, I think this article is absolutely right. I think that emotional intelligence is just as important as high IQ. You have to be conscientious. You have to, you know, be able to understand the individuals within your group. And yeah, it all in all makes for a better team, you know? I don't have too much time to talk about this, but just to end this off, man, look, like, I feel like it's ironic because imagine, you know, the fact that you could have a high IQ when you're going for a job and you're trying to become a leader. And, you know, the person who is interviewing says, no, like we're not going to take you. And you say, why? Well, because you're too smart. And because you're too smart, we know you can't lead this group effectively. Like, imagine hearing that, you know, as the person, you know, that's in the interview. I would have stuck a carrot up your nose, dude. Like, I would have went crazy. I would have been like, what is wrong with you? Like, I would have squinted so hard. I would have like moved my own hands to blink my eyelids for me. Like, I would have been like, huh? Like, like, what are you talking about? But no, it's true. I mean, look, you have to be able to understand people. You have to be able to speak in a language that they understand. Remember, at the end of the day, it's not just that, you know, you have to be able to be smart to be a leader. You have to have these other qualities, you know, and I think it's really important to be able to connect with people. And that's how you ultimately help grow your network and help make your team far more effective. Anyway, yeah. So final thoughts. Yeah, everybody go out and buy a $74,500 spot robot and teach yourself how to dance. That way you could become the next Charlie D'Amelio on TikTok, because that robot will teach you everything you need to know. And all that just came out of my... we'll do what you want to do. I don't know. I don't care. Do what you want to do. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate your time. Remember, if you're watching me on YouTube right now, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And also don't forget to hit that bell for notifications. If you're watching me on any of my podcast hosting sites, you can whether that be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, whatever it is, make sure you hit that subscribe button or that follow button. And once again, thanks so much for watching, guys. Go to AlanTheSheriff.com, check out some of my merch, check out some of those donation links, and I will see you guys in the next podcast. Have an amazing day, night, afternoon, whatever time it is right now that you're watching this.